ending story. It has a happy ending. Oh, okay.
Sponsored by Come Get It Records 2012. We support Brian the Hammer Jackson, and so should you.
Hi, this is Sally Kirkland, and I'm on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson, and I do want to have his baby.
Welcome to the show, Brian Hammer Jackson. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. Hello, France, England, Portugal. We're bringing peace to the Middle East until we get off the air. Good morning, Vinny. Good morning, Diane.
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa? Vinny, good to see you, buddy. Let me introduce. Wait, I think we're missing somebody. Who's that? We're missing a red ninja lady. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning. The ninja is here.
Great. You know Vinny, our best friend and regular on the show.
Oh, Vinny. Vinny and I go way back.
Uh-oh. Hey, today's not only Monday.
I won't let out our secrets, okay?
Brian, it's your birthday, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Vinny. Vinny, I saw you spreading it. Thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm trying to think what to get you for your birthday. I mean, a black man with everything, good looking, what do you get him?
You know what you get him?
What is
you
that?
Get him a song that you can sing with me. Are you ready?
Okay. Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong show. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
I am
not
old. But, okay, happy birthday, dear Brian. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Yes. Oh, wait. Let's say hello to Stephanie before we go. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi. Happy birthday. I would like to do it the actual Marilyn Monroe way.
Yeah, do it for somebody that can actually sing, please.
No, you guys are perfect.
I can sing, but I just feel a little stuffy. My head. I got a head cold, so that sucks.
Well, you know what? Both of you guys, all of you guys, thank you so much. Diane and Jeffrey, thank you, too.
You're welcome, babe.
Thank you.
The stripper will be there shortly.
Thank you, bro.
The playmate's belting in his lap.
Jeffrey's going to give you his Jolly Ranger or Rancher or Roger for your present.
You know, whatever it is, it's going to be jolly, and I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what? I saw what you wrote, Vinny, and I love it. Vinny wrote on, I usually don't go on Facebook. I usually don't. I'm too tired. I'm trying to do editing. So I go on there, and I see Vinny. It's Brian's birthday. And I go, great. Thank you, Vinny. I really appreciate it. Then Vinny goes, what do you get a good-looking, rich black guy for his birthday? And I saw what you said with your answer, Vinny. A white woman.
How about a white old woman?
I had a cross burning on my lawn this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
It's my candle. Blow it out, Vinny.
Oh, no, that would be a white man.
Yeah.
Get the white girl to blow it out.
Oh, my God. Get a white girl to blow it out.
She can blow it more than that, huh?
Well, thank you guys so much.
My mind went in the gutter.
You know what? That's where we are. So you have to come
down.
That's
where we are. We are with the birthday boy. Oh, I'm so excited.
Well,
would you like one of the Kardashian sisters?
No.
Kardashian.
I will run over him with my new truck if he goes with the Kardashian.
I mean,
and then I'll back
him,
up to make sure he's dead.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, thank you.
If you run over one of the Kardashians, you might get a blowout with one of them big butts.
Oh.
I
yeah, then we wouldn't have to see another x-ray of it.
I have seen Kim Kardashian's sex tape, and trust me, no, I would not want her.
Yeah.
I have seen Pamela Anderson's sex tape. I would not want her. Terrible people in bed. Terrible. If
yeah.
If I wanted terrible, I would have still stayed with my ex-girlfriend, but no.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I want, Vinny?
Okay,
I'll tell you what I want. If I can have a present for my birthday, I'll tell you what I want. If anybody listens, nobody gives a shit anyway, but I'll just throw it out there anyway. I wish that anybody who cares for me and wish me a happy birthday could send a dollar to help that family in need. That's what I would love for my birthday. If anybody who just wants to say happy birthday to me and they really love me, a dollar for that family that their house burned down. That's what I want.
Brian, tell them how to see that on Facebook. I mean, when I seen that this morning, I wanted to cry. I mean, seriously, these people are devastated. Christmas is coming up. There's three kids in the house. Come on, you got to help them. Everybody got a fucking dollar in their pocket. Send a dollar. Come on, man, it's 30,000 listeners, a buck each, they'll be straight for Christmas and all year. Come on, man, help them people.
I wish.
Thank you, Vinny.
Yeah, that is Vinny. I'm trying the best I can. I mean, I'm sick over it. I was working on that video. I know I did a typo. I'm sorry, but I've been working on the video. It was 3 in the morning. I wasn't feeling too well. I wanted to complete it. I'm trying to do the best I can. And when they ask for help and they personally ask you with your name, you have to do something. You know, I have an idea. I don't know if it works, and I don't think it's been done before, and I would need Suzanne's help on this. Do you remember, and I don't want to mispronounce his name because I love the guy, I want to say Mr. Mylar. I want to say that.
I think it's Mylar.
Mylar, okay. If you're listening today, sir, I hope that you call in because I have an idea. Maybe we can do a Kickstarter campaign and see if we can raise some money, and maybe the guests on the show can donate gifts to help this Kickstarter program and get off the ground. She can do a diary, a video diary of day one, day two, how the family is doing. And tomorrow I have a special gift for them, and I'm anxious to see them on the show tomorrow because we're going to get an update on what's going on. And
That's a wonderful idea. We should have Kelly contact him and get him on the show for tomorrow, and we can all discuss it after he comes up with some ideas.
I hope so. And now we're going to go with the show because I got things that are going to piss you off. Ready? Everybody listen to... I have to play the message.
Okay, but wait. Can I give you one piece of good news before?
Sure, sweetheart. Yeah, please do.
Okay. Over the weekend, I have an announcement to make.
Oh, okay.
We now have an official ambassador to England, Mickey Rawling, for the Anarchy Entertainment Media Company.
Mickey's
right.
Oh, wait. I love Mickey to death.
We also have an official ambassador to France, Magui Daniel, from Paris, for Anarchy Media.
Oh, my God, that is also a treat. Magui is such a lovely lady. I love her to death, too. What a team.
They have both accepted the position, and they are proud to hold the title. And they are going to do whatever they can do to promote the company and you and all of us in Europe.
Oh,
wow.
That's pretty big. That is pretty good. Magui and Mickey, you filled my heart. Thank you so much. I will make you guys proud. And I don't know what to say. Thank you so much. And Magui, about the position, any position for you, darling. And you too, Mickey. I'm not going to leave Mickey out. I know you, my mate.
So in other
okay,
words,
I'll take
the hammer claw
position.
Yeah, the hammer claw. Okay, yeah, there you go. All right, guys. Anybody want to listen to the jingle? Because we have a couple of mail and thing. Anybody
oh, yes,
hear?
I love the mail.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Let's see if we can go to work. And let's see. Here we go.
Thank you so much for dropping me a line. I must not have gotten to my phone on time. It's either that or I didn't hear it ring. So please leave me a message when you hear the ding.
Ding,
meep. I just love that. And I know, Susan, here's what's going on. Roundtable, anybody jumps in, including you, Stephanie. Anybody jumps in, here's what's going on. Let me play the video first, and then, well, I'll give you the headline. We're going to talk about this Kansas City guy, this Kansas City player who, with the Kansas City Chiefs, I guess it was last Sunday, he killed his
girlfriend. Oh, you mean that mental midget?
Yeah, he killed his girlfriend, and then he committed suicide at the stadium. We're going to talk about him. I have the tape.
Oh, he should have did that first, commit suicide.
I agree with
he
you, my friend.
Yeah, take his
but
own self out. Not.
Here we go.
What we know so far, according to police, is the 25-year-old still unidentified player did shoot himself in front of the Chiefs head coach and the general manager of that team after thanking them for all they had done for him. Elizabeth Pran has much more live in Atlanta. Elizabeth?
Yes, Amy, we still don't know the identity of the 25-year-old Kansas City Chiefs player who reportedly shot himself at a facility near Arrowhead Stadium in front of two team officials as they were approaching him, this after he reportedly shot and killed his girlfriend. Police say the two shootings happened within 5 miles of each other, the first in a neighborhood in Kansas City, the second shooting, as I mentioned, at the team's training facility right near the stadium, causing the entire facility to remain on lockdown. Here's Darren Snapp, a spokesperson from the police department, just hours ago.
The coach said when he pulled up, he was they were never in danger. He never threatened them or anything. They talked for a little bit, and that's when he shot himself.
The team has released a statement, and it reads, "We can confirm that there was an incident at Arrowhead earlier this morning. We are cooperating with authorities in their investigation." Jamie, this all happened a little bit before 8 a.m. this morning. The team is scheduled to play the Carolina Panthers tomorrow, and that game is still on schedule.
All right, and I just want to bring all of our viewers up to date right now. They have now identified the name of that player, Javon Belcher. Is what we are getting, according to the Associated Press. More details from Elizabeth as the day continues. Again, a very sad story to report. 25-year-old player from the Kansas City Chiefs commits suicide in front of the general manager and his coach after allegedly killing his girlfriend, still under investigation. Kelly?
All I can say is the guy is cuckoo. I mean,
is insane.
The way the guys are looked after and pampered, no one's seen that there's something wrong with this guy.
Nothing, nobody. Welcome, Cole. Let's let Cole. I hear you, Vinny. Cole, I'm going to bring you in. How you doing, buddy? It's been a long time. I think, is Cole around? I hear you, Vinny. I'm just going to bring Cole in because it's been, let's see if he's, Cole, are you there?
Yeah.
Cole? Hey, welcome to the show, Cole. It's been a long time. Cole is an old friend of the show. Cole, you know everybody, Suzanne, Stephanie, Vinny, Diane, and Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I just want to say, Brian, happy birthday. I love you to death. I wish I had 3,000-foot arms so I could give you a big hug. And
you know I love you to death, Cole. You and I are brothers. You know that.
I appreciate that. Hey, so how's everything going?
You're the brother, I'll put it.
I've been calling in. I've been listening to your show, but sometimes I just don't have the time to wait for a half hour to get in and say hi. It's not that I've been, but I've been keeping busy. How's everything going? How's everybody doing? Vinny. Oh, by the way, me and Vinny, we're starting our own radio show. It's called the Vinny and Miles Show. And,
you know what? I love
Friday.
It.
And,
I love it.
Yeah, we got sponsorships, so we're going to start next week. We're going to be doing, probably a two-hour block. But here's the kick, you know, a lot of shows on TV, like sports shows, Don Imus, Howard Stern, there's a lot of radio shows that film, the show. And, you can see the show film, but then if you're stuck in your car or whatever by the pool and your iPad, you can also listen to it like that. And just an idea. I mean, I just thought of this exact moment. Probably be a pretty cool idea to do the same thing with you for Boost Real Ratings. Because for me and Vinny, it's like, to sit there and network, I'm not going to network. I got 350 friends. I don't have time with auditions and recording and doing everything I can do to sit there and request 5,000 people and try and network with Facebook. It doesn't work anyway. I had another site up, and I had like 800 people, and it's just it just doesn't work. I can't have time. So I figured if we film the show and then we have it on YouTube, that can generate more because, I mean, people will see the visual and then they'll go and, you know, listen to the audio. But basically,
you know what, Cole? We could stream it live now that we have our iMovie channel.
That is true.
That's the way to do it. If you stream it, yeah, I mean, ours won't be live at first. But what we're going to do is, I really think it comes down to, you know, headline guests. So, I mean, me and Vinny, the first time I talked to Vinny, we spoke for 2 hours. And 5 minutes into the conversation, I wish I had taped it. Because we covered everything from Jimmy Hoffa to, you know, to acting stuff, to just, you know, trying to stay alive, to, I mean, women. We covered the gamut. And we're the kind of guys that just get on the phone and talk for 6 hours. But the thing is like, we could do a show every day, but I'm feeling like the best way to attack things, so to speak, is to have, you know, a two-hour show every Friday. But it's all about headliners, as you know, and to get, you know, to get the viewership, listenership up. So we're going to work on the cast of The Sopranos and trying, because, you know, Vinny's, you know, we both like that mob stuff, and he he's worked a lot of sets and a lot of people over the years. So anyway, I don't want to take up too much time. It's going to be the Cole Blackwell show on Brian's show. But I love you to death, man. And Vinny, I love you. Susan, all you guys, it's nice to be back on the airwaves with the Hammer. And I hope, it's funny, we were talking earlier before the show, me and Vinny, and he said, what do you give? He said someone got angry when he commented, what do you give a rich black man that has everything? I want to keep the post up there, a white woman. And a lot of people out there, I think it's hysterical. If that rubs you the wrong way, because I use the N-word with some black people because I grew up in an all-black neighborhood and I kind of forget sometimes, and then some people get, you know, really missed by it, which I understand. I'm a white
I loved it. I never laughed so hard when I saw Vinny ride that. I loved it. I thought it was great.
I mean, Vinny, you're fucking hysterical. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie Off Track Better. They did about 7 or 8 years ago, and then I wrote a 180-page script of Dynamite. I finally put everything together, and I realized Vinny's going to play my uncle. So I'll post it on Facebook. Yeah, he's going to play my uncle, and what happens basically, I'll just give you a synopsis, and then I'll let you get back to your show. He plays my uncle, and basically back in Vietnam, about 30 years, it takes place like in the early 90s, so I'm about 8 years old, and Vinny plays my uncle Nick, and Uncle Nick is in Vietnam with my father, and my father gets killed. So right at the end of his, when he comes home, so he doesn't send him wire or message or anything, he comes home, and he says, you know, Where's your brother? You know what? And so when he delivers the news to my Russian mother, she takes off and abandons me, and I grow up with my uncle. So we flash forward 30 years in the present day forward, and we both have, you know, gambling and drug and alcohol addiction, and basically, you know, he plays my uncle, and it's called Off Track Better, OTB. And it's a great script.
You'll see that soon, believe me.
Yeah, we're going to shoot a few scenes, or even, like, you know, maybe reshoot the whole film that I did and put one more scene on the end and then try and, you know, I'm not into all, like, Kickstarter bullshit. I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't have the time for that. And I've seen some projects that are amazing that don't get funded, and I see other stuff that gets funded that looks like horse shit. So, I know it is a vehicle to try and raise funds, but... You know, for everybody out there thinks there's a formula that you have to have a perfect headshot and you have to study with Stella Adler or you have to get the Asian. Look, that's true 20 years ago, but now pick up a camera and put a camera on a tripod and copy scenes. I've seen over 10,000 films, so I like to, you know, mimic and, you know, do impersonations, as, you know, Brian knows and some people know with Walken and, you know, Nicholson and stuff like that, but... Pick out your favorite stuff and just watch it and copy it and then try and put your own twist on it. And I just think today's actors, the amount of today's actors that don't know who Burt Lancaster, Montgomery Clift, William Bendix, Marlene Dietrich, it's just you have no business saying you're an actor if you haven't seen all of Alfred Hitchcock's films. That's my philosophy.
Yeah, I love Alfred Hitchcock.
I don't know the analogy. I'm sure Susan and all the people that are over, say, 30, you know, we'll agree with that to a certain point. But if you're under 30 and you're in L.A. and you want to be the next Brad Pitt and you're after the fame and the money and you think, like, all these guys that you look up to, the Johnny Depps and all these guys, I mean, they're decent actors, but they don't hold their own when it comes to guys like Brando and Lancaster and
That's
Montgomery
correct.
Clift and Spencer Tracy and Robert
Ryan.
I agree with you.
And
I don't want to take up any more time, but I love all you guys, and you know you can check out the show. I'm gonna rename it. You know, I might be on the old one, Miles of Artists, but I'm glad that we're gonna be going in a different time slot so we can get Brian to call in and say hi. So
anytime
you need me,
call. You know, I think of you as a brother. Anytime that you need me, I am there. I will promote any of your projects, and I want to thank you again. That's very sweet of you, and I really appreciate the happy birthday.
My birthday is in 2 weeks from this last Friday, and I'm having a big bash at Arlene's Grocery, karaoke, and going to go bowling and film it all, and it's going to be great. And I just wish you were here. I wish I could send you the money.
Why don't you film
down,
it all
Friday
and then
night.
Put it on pay-per-view on our channel?
I can stream it? Can I stream it right from there? That sounds dynamite. I'm pretty retarded when it comes to computer
stuff. Yes, you can. And then you can get all your friends to join in. And it would be great.
Okay, is this Susan? Is I talking to Susan right now?
Suzanne.
Yes.
Suzanne. Yeah. So I can send you the QuickTime file, or you can give me a code,
yes.
a password to download.
No,
it.
Yes.
Change the password.
Yes.
How does it work?
We'll hook
you
up with
it all out. Yeah.
We'll hook you up with the Dropbox. We'll go off the air, and I'll explain
gotcha.
What that is. It's free, and you drop your file in the Dropbox. It'll come right into our system, and we can just stream it right up into the iMovies.
Hey,
you're not going to believe what we're getting into. You're just not going to believe it.
That's
Brian,
true.
No, it's great. It's great. You got to change the, you know, the movie theaters are, they're, you know, you might be able to pack them in with Iron Man 4, but, you know, you got to change with the times. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather sit home in my 51-inch smoking a joint than be sitting behind some little kids talking.
Oh, yeah. I don't even go to the movies. But we got to move on. But, Cole, thank you so much.
One other pitch, Alex Brewell, Flagstead, and you've seen the film. It's called The Hopper. You can
go
to www.dropbox.com/The Hopper. And I have cards, so I can get cards to Brian and we can put them on the shop, or, you know, you save a dollar, or you can go online, you can rent it for $2.99.
Oh, Cole, you know what I
want to
do? I'm going to have Diane. Diane, can you do me a favor? Can you get Cole's number? Because I do like that film he's talking about. I can put that on iMovies. I want to make a deal with him, Cole.
We
I like
it.
You
can make it on
much.
iMovies. Yes,
exactly.
Exactly.
Okay,
so,
how great
was that film? I
agree.
Because I've already seen it, so it's past quality control, and
That's true. Because it had to pass Suzanne. And Cole, let me talk to you. I have your number, the 646 number. Can I call you right after the show?
I'm here. Yeah. So go ahead. Get on with your show. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk to you.
No. I'm glad you did, and thank you so much because I think it's a good project. And Suzanne likes it, I think she did. She does have quality control, 100%, and she loves it. We can make a deal on our movie thing. It'll work out.
He sent me a template, and I've got 200 Dropbox cards. I mean, I met the guy at the Harlem Film Festival. Said, "I love the movie. Can I buy it for $10?" He gave me 7 hard copies.
We can put it up on our site and iMovies, and it'll be available to the world.
Yeah, Suzanne. Suzanne will talk to you after the show, and if it works out, we can put it up there today. How about that?
Okay.
I love calling you guys, and I'm going to be listening to that show because Cole and Vinny together, forget about it. It's going to be the best. It'll be the highest rated pod thing. It would be nuts. I would love
forget
it.
Vinny's what me by myself is one thing, you know, but when you have a Batman and Robin type thing, I mean, this is Vinny's, this is our show.
Yeah.
This is about Vinny.
And you never know who's going to be watching it. You never know. It could jump you into stardom instantly.
We do.
That's what we're doing with this channel, and it's going to be amazing.
Okay, guys, we got to move on because we have two guests, and one guy's in Australia. Cole, if you'd like to hang on during the show, that'd be cool. I understand.
I'm going to listen. I'm going to keep quiet.
Okay,
now,
cool. Okay, guys, we're going to move along really quickly because we have a call from we're going to try to call New Zealand. We have never done that before.
New Zealand, not Australia.
Yeah, because we are global. But here's what so you heard... You heard the tape about this guy. Now, let me tell you what's going on here with this guy. The person they're talking about, of course, you heard his name. I didn't have his name. But it's Jovan Belcher.
Dini.
And what he did was he went in and he killed his girlfriend. It was his girlfriend, his wife. I think it was his girlfriend. Her name is Cassandra Perkins. He shot her. I think he shot her four times.
Right.
But
okay, and then he left his. She was the mother of their three-month-old daughter. Now,
right.
I saw what Kansas City did. I saw the show. I saw all of this. I would just want to say, bullshit. You should be ashamed of yourself, Kansas City Chiefs. Shameful, shameful, you piece of shit.
Yeah,
I agree.
You don't go on there, and with the world's watching you, and
exactly.
You say this is for domestic violence. This is not for domestic violence. You should have mentioned the name. This is for the victims who were killed with this coward. You should have mentioned Cassandra Perkins. You should have mentioned the three-month-old daughter who this guy orphaned. You
exactly.
should say, "We want, please, let's send a prayer to the victims of this murder, not suicide."
Yeah, instead, they say, "Let's see what happened to this poor guy."
They had guys in the stands holding up signs about this guy's number. And the reason I call him a punk idiot is because I'm going to tell you what really happened here. This fucker decided to kill his baby's mother, shot her not
mother.
Once, but four freaking times.
Oh, my God.
Then he decides to drive to the stadium and say goodbye to his trainer and coach and then shoots
and
himself in the head in front of them so it could be a statement. If this guy wanted to commit suicide, all he had to do is go to a quiet little place, commit suicide.
Go to his damn
he
room.
That'll wake this son of a bitch up and beat the shit out of him.
He wanted to make a statement so the world could talk about his punk ass and people can mourn him. He did. I mean, he already killed his girlfriend and he left his little baby there orphaned. And he has the nerve to drive to the stadium where the game is going to be and everybody's going to be there in front of his coach. Do you look? This is what he did to these people. He made and he affected so many people because he wanted to go out in a blaze of glory. He's a coward. He's a punk. He's a murderer.
And the news media allowed it.
Exactly. And you, Kansas City Chiefs, should be ashamed of yourself. You had a chance to say, we are mourning the lives of these poor people who were, are this lady, her name happens to be Miss Perkins, and we pray for her and her daughter, use their name, of this senseless murder. Because this punk ass wanted to go out with a blaze of glory, affect all of you people so you can feel sorry for him. It's this last thing of fame. This is what this is about. So I'm ashamed of it. Okay,
and then have a
really
moment
quickly.
Of silence for him, but not for the victims.
Yeah, and you think, and let me tell you, Kansas City Chief, you think we're stupid? Do you think that we're stupid that we're going to buy that you're doing this for domestic violence? Bullshit. You're covering this up because you're mourning your player. We see it. You get the cutaways of the football players crying. Not about crying about the victim, crying because they lost a little buddy. And then I hear the coach, oh, his and the quarterback, his uniform was in the thing. And I looked at his uniform and was so sad. What do you mean so sad? This is a freaking murderer.
Yes, he's a murderer.
You should have burned his uniform. You should have spit on that locker. You should have reached out and helped this lady who now, this little three-month-old baby, is orphaned for the rest of this orphan baby's life. It's going to have to be explained why her father did this to his mother.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're telling me this is for domestic violence and do this as a casual thing. Shame on you, you dirty piece of crap.
And dedicate the game to him.
Oh, my God. Let's go round table on this, and we'll get to our guest. Vinny, what do you think?
Boycott the fucking game. Anything to do with that guy. They mention his name. Do not watch the thing. Call up the TV, the broadcasting company. Bitch. People got a bitch. That ain't right, man. He's right and he's wrong. That ain't right. That ain't double right. He's a jerk-off.
Exactly. Suzanne? What's your opinion?
He is a mental midget who is a murderer, and he doesn't even deserve to have his name mentioned, let alone a moment of silence, let alone a game dedicated to him, let alone even being mentioned ever again in this lifetime. How dare he even attempt to go out in grandeur.
I agree. Stephanie, what say you?
I disagree with everybody, you know, just leave that bastard's name out of the big picture, you know, and mourn for her and that poor infant baby instead. Why does he have to have the spotlight and the big show, the big picture and everything? They should have tore up everything of his and burned his shit down and, you know, mourn for and grieve for, you know, her and the little baby. She's going to grow
exactly.
up knowing what kind of monster bastard her father was. What he done to her mother.
I agree.
Her own mother.
Exactly. And not to mention he wanted to grandstand and go out with, but and do it in front of your coach and your trainer. If you want to
exactly.
commit suicide,
go
in a quiet place and
don't
let them find your ass.
Yeah, be a man. You know, take go to a hotel and take some sleeping tablets and take some Jack Daniels. Don't try and, you know, because look, suicide is the biggest cop-out. I understand when you have cancer and you're in pain and you want to kill yourself, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But all suicide does is dump it on everybody else that loved you, and he needed a big hug, and that's the way he tried to get his hug. But look, this all
and
comes
also,
down to the NFL. This is
also,
all in the
don't
NFL.
Don't blow your
Vinny's
brains
wife.
Out. Somebody's got to clean up the mess. Take some pills
exactly.
and just
line,
go to
bottom
sleep.
Bottom line is, Vinny's right. It should be boycotted. But you can boycott it on TV, but I guarantee you that the stadium will still be filled with a bunch of jerk-offs wearing his jersey, crying, and fucking all that bullshit. So what can
they
you do?
Should have boycotted the game.
They should just burn that bitch down.
I agree.
They should have boycotted the game.
I agree.
Burn that fucker shit down. Fuck that bitch.
I agree. Have you guys got him riled up?
I think you have this on your show.
I mean,
listen at this point.
He should have just went taking his own. Ooh, I'm fired up.
I know you're
Ooh.
Fired up. Jeffrey, can you open
he
your mic? What do you think,
his
bro?
Own self out.
Yes, and on that note, everything that you're saying, what was even more pathetic was Bob's Costas bullshit political rant at halftime of last night's game.
Yeah, I have that. I have that coming up right back.
It has nothing
to
do with gun control. It has to do with a guy being an idiot.
Okay,
I wanted to dumb
through the window, and I turned the game off right after it, and thank God.
I'm so glad I didn't watch any football.
And going with my bro, he's actually right. Here's Bob Costas. Check this out.
Cool. Well, you knew it was coming. In the aftermath of the nearly unfathomable events in Kansas City, that most mindless of sports cliches was heard yet again. Something like this really puts it all in perspective. Well, if so, that sort of perspective has a very short shelf life, since we will inevitably hear about the perspective we have supposedly again regained the next time ugly reality intrudes upon our games. Please, those who need tragedies to continually recalibrate their sense of proportion about sports would seem to have little hope of ever truly achieving perspective. You want some actual perspective on this? Well, a bit of it comes from the Kansas City-based writer Jason Whitlock, with whom I do not always agree, but who today said it so well that we may as well just quote or paraphrase from the end of his article. Our current gun culture, Whitlock wrote, ensures that more and more domestic disputes will end in the ultimate tragedy, and that more convenience store confrontations over loud music coming from a car will leave more teenage boys bloodied and dead. Handguns
oh my God.
Enhance our safety.
Oh
they
my God.
Exacerbate our flaws, tempt us to escalate arguments, and bait us into embracing confrontation rather
bait
than avoiding
us.
In the coming days,
what are we,
Javon
a bunch
Hill's
of trout?
And their possible connection to football will be analyzed.
Okay.
Who knows? But here, wrote
Give
Jason
me a
Whitlock,
break.
Is what I believe. If Javon Belcher didn't possess a gun, he and Cassandra Perkins would both be alive today.
No, then he would have a knife, just like O.J. did.
And that's Bob Costas. His view is gun control. If he didn't have a gun, they would be alive today. Jeff, let's go with Jeff, because Jeff is passionate about this. We got to do it really quick, because we do have guests. Jeff, what do you think of that?
And it's a total, like I said, I turned the game off. I will never watch that man again. And what is even more despicable, NBC let him get away with that shit. They didn't cut his mic. They didn't do nothing because it's fucking Bob Costas, a supposed American icon. Sorry,
I agree.
I agree.
Standing on their moral high horse.
I agree. So, Suzanne, you think if he did not have a gun, he would not have killed would not have been
her. No, he would have killed her. He would have killed her. I don't care if it was knife or choking or beating the hell out of her. He would have killed her. Guns have nothing to do with it. It's called violence. That's what it has to do with.
Guns don't kill people.
Benny?
People.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Guns kill people. People kill people.
Yes. Thank you very much.
I think people have been killing people before guns. I would think swords and rocks and stones. In the Middle East, they don't use guns. I think a lot of rock. Well, I can't say they don't use guns, but the favorite weapon is a rock. Even in the Bible, it was a rock, wasn't it? Okay, let's
That's
go with
right.
you. Let's go with you, Vinny. What do you think?
What are we talking about? The football?
Well, Bob Costas is a commentator on NBC, and he said that the reason those two people were dead is because the guy had a gun. Now, we had gun control. We took away all guns. Those people would be alive today.
This gun control thing is a bunch of bullshit. Guns are here. They're here to stay. They ain't going nowhere. I don't care which senator.
Exactly.
Businessman signs anything. Yeah, I could probably get a gun easier down here in South Jersey than I could get a good pizza.
I think you could get anything you wanted, Vinny.
That's that. Call.
But I do have to give a little bit of comic relief to it. During the moment of silence, I don't know if you noticed this, when the players were in a circle, one of the guys was chewing bubble gum and blowing bubbles.
Are you serious?
So that's the respect this guy deserved.
You know, I agree. This is a hot topic. Anybody want to, if you're listening to us right now, call in. I call it the Hammer Headlines. Call in. Usually we have a guest that joins us. We're going to try something. We have a second guest coming in. Diane's going to try to call. In fact, Diane, if you can give me the number, I'm going to try to call New Zealand. Our first guest is in New Zealand. He wanted to Skype with me. I couldn't understand the Skype thing, so I had his number, and I'm hoping that I can reach him to his number, but this is international. I don't know if Blog Talk can reach internationally. So, Diane, if you can place his number under your number, I can give it a go. But I got a feeling this is not going to happen. Our second guest is coming
My
up,
too. My
phone
can go international.
No.
Wow.
We don't want you to, waste any minutes. But let me just introduce who's going to be on
it
our show.
It doesn't matter.
Today.
No, I've got I have so many friends in Europe that I have it set up that it's not going to cost me anything. I can do it.
You can do it? Okay.
Yep.
But it won't hit the radio.
The number's on your board.
Okay, let me give you the number, okay? Well, let's try it first with the number here, and we can
you try
that.
It with
we'll
you first with you. Yeah.
Right, and then let's see if we can do it with you. At least say hello to him. All right, cause we're going to do this live. Look at the tension that builds up here. I don't have tension music. He's working. He's waiting on your call. I'm trying to call Kelly to see if we get a dial tone. Here we go.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
You have to start with 011.
Yeah. Well, we got 006.
011.
You have to do 011, and then the country number would be 06006.
Oh, really?
So you
okay.
always have to start with 011.
Let me try it. 011, and then let's try it again. Here we go.
Do the 011, and then go right into the...
Hey,
there it
goes.
Here you go.
I'm going to keep quiet.
I know what I'm doing.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Oh.
Please hang up and try your call again or contact customer service. 2-5-1-4.
Well, we tried.
Your call
we tried.
Be completed as dialed.
Okay, wait a minute. I just joined Skype. Let me see if I can get...
Okay, his name... that you want to contact, and we can do the interview through you, because you could do the interview and we can hear it. His name is Dimi, D-I-M-I. Last name is N as in Nancy, A, K as in Kim, O, V as in Victor, or Vinny. So it's Dimi Nakov, N-A-K-O-V.
Okay,
and
let's see if I can
you
find
on,
my...
While you work on that, Suzanne...
Yeah, I'll work on this.
Okay, 480, you're on live with Brian Hammer Jackson. Sorry, Diane, it's by instinct. 480, you're Okay, I should have waited for Diane because he hung up on me. All right, guys.
Uh-oh.
That was a hot topic. There's another hot topic was going on. What do you think about Kim Kardashian? Here she goes.
Oh,
she's
you're both so
friends. Oh, Lord.
She's spreading peace in the Middle East. Here we go. Here's the story. She's making milkshakes in the Middle East. And
she's jumping up and down.
She's spreading her legs.
Last weekend, Kim promoted her milkshakes in Bahrain because that's the wealthiest part of the world. Okay. And it needs milkshakes, is what Kim says. So she says, while enthusiastic fans paid a handsome price to see Kim, see, now she's making milkshakes, but you have to pay to see her.
Oh my God. They paid a price to see her.
Ridiculous.
They paid her to see her launch her milkshakes campaign.
Oh my God.
My milkshake brings other boys to the yard.
And you know you have launched a successful campaign when protesters and police are launching grenades and tear gas at her. Local politicians went so far as to call Kim an excess a bad reputation. That's all we need.
No shit.
After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Keep going. I'm trying to get Skype going.
Oh, okay. So that's all we need for the Americans to have Kim Kardashian as an ambassador. And she's going to somewhere else where she's promoting her milkshakes and thing. Other headlines is that Hugh Hefner got married. This guy looks like he's dead, but he married this woman. He's 60 years old. She's 26. Roundtable.
Please,
it's going to last.
We have configured
Skype
correctly.
I think he's
older
than 60.
Give me Demi's number.
Demi's number I have here. Wait, Antonio, we have our guest coming up. While you work on that, Demi's number, you ready, Suzanne?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I put the 011, but I won't put it. I got 646-579-6609. Oh, don't say his number over the air? Oh, okay.
No.
Damn it. Kelly, you have to put that in the beginning.
Oops.
I know.
Oops.
It's my bad. I'm sorry. He's an author and a filmmaker. Okay, everybody, let's take a 30-second break. Our other guest is here, and let's go on with the show. What do you say? Let's go to commercial.
All right, yeah.
And,
let's go to commercial.
Suzanne, you still work on that, and let's get going with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a commercial now, and here we go. And we'll be right. Okay, Kelly, we'll be right back with our guest, Antoinette McCoy. Antoinette McCoy.
Welcome to Skype Call Testing
Service. पहले एक दर्शन हम लोगों को जो रात को लेके गया. मैं जब पास थी, मेरा चाचा ने मुझे लेके गया था. फिर एक रूम में रखा. हम लोगों को बोला छोटा भाई भी घबरा रहा है.
Are we allowed?
No.
Why are you stopping us filming?
I told you earlier. Try to avoid filming.
As a father, it's very difficult to comprehend that there are people who are capable of doing these things. And it wasn't until I actually went there and went to the camel camps and was able to talk to the children that you realised that the amount of sexual abuse and physical abuse that went on was really quite serious.
One of the most chilling documentaries that have come out of filmmaking in a long, long time. Desert Riders, directed by Vic Soren. Naomi Weiss, producer, now on DVD.
I said, but you know what is happening. Just think these children as your own children.
That's Desert Riders. That's produced by Naomi Weiss. It is now on the Anarchy store, www.anarchy.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. It's a documentary based on children being kidnapped from their homes, taken to camps, mentally abused, sexually abused, tortured just to participate in this sport, which they race camels in the Middle East, which is very popular. This documentary is very very, very disturbing, and I recommend it for everybody to be aware of what's going on. Okay, here we go. Suzanne?
Yes.
His name on Skype, I'm going to spell it to you. If you have a pencil and paper.
Yes.
It's D as in David, I, M as in Mary, I, N as in Nancy, A, K as in Kim, O as in Oscar, V as in Vinny.
Okay.
That's his name on Skype. And
okay.
And his email is the same name at live.com.
Okay.
You should be able to find him on Skype. There you go, Suzanne. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Suzanne. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you our next guest. Her name is Antoinette McCoy. And let me give you a little background on Miss Antoinette McCoy of DNA Filmworks is a subsidiary of Epic Royal Entertainment, LLC. DNA Filmworks is an independent film production company, produced high quality through provoking, profitable theatrical motion pictures, videos, and TV programs. Their purpose is to perpetuate, wow, big words, you're testing me. I made it. Their purpose is to perpetuate, I'm not going to try it again. I get it first time. You guys
perpetuate.
Know what I'm saying. You got it. Perpetuate the divine message of the kingdom of Christ and of God through visual stimuli and to provide wholesome entertainment for all people and in general. Producing and distributing above-the-line Christian movies that target a broad market.
Yes.
Antoinette will be here to promote their new movie called The New World Order, as well as future movies. Join us live. That's us. I do not read that part. Welcome to the show, Annette.
Thank you so much. And we also have here the producer and screenplay writer and director, my husband, Dwayne McCoy, with us.
Mr. McCoy, welcome to the show, sir.
McCoy's.
It's the real McCoys. You got that right.
It's the real McCoy. Yeah.
Now, let me tell me about your film, please.
The film is about two young ladies left behind during the apocalyptic age of the Revelation, and they have to make a choice once they're caught to either renounce Christ and live, or confess Christ and die. Pretty much that's the movie.
Okay. Now, is this a feature or a documentary or a short?
It's a feature film.
It's a feature. Now, where are we at? And I always say we when I talk, so I had nothing to do with it, but I just like to include myself into your work. So where are we at? Are we in post-production? Are we already set to go to market? Are we looking for backers, investors? Are we on a Kickstarter campaign?
Okay, we're at this point here, post-production, and pretty much we're wrapping that up at the end of this week, and then the film is going to be given to the distributor, and then from there we're waiting to see when will be the release date from the distributor. That's what we
got. Okay, so you do have a distributor.
Oh, yeah, we have a distributor that's waiting for to take a look at the screener. The screener's already a done deal, but, you know, just the process that you go through.
Wow, it sounds like you really have everything together. I like that. Now, is this
together
your first film that you actually did, or you have a collective work of film?
This is our actual first film that we made, my wife and I made, and we do have others lined up that are in development that we were actually working on right now. But this is our first one, definitely the first one.
Okay. Now, how much is Christ? What part of Christ is in your life and in your filmmaking?
He's all in our lives. I mean, we're pastors, so.
Oh, you're pastors.
Yes, we are pastors.
Hey, hello. I didn't know that. I thought you were just filmmakers.
Yeah, no, we're pastors, you know. We've been pastoring for 15 years now.
Oh, great. What denomination? Are you Baptist or Southern Baptist?
We're non-denominational. You know?
Oh, okay. So are you guys holding services? I'm not mocking this. I'm just trying to get an idea. Are you holding services in a private form, like, you know, a sanctuary, or where do you hold service?
Yes, we are holding services in a sanctuary here in Avondale, Arizona.
Okay. This is great. Okay. Now, we're getting good here. You threw me off as being a pastor, and I think that's great. Well, at least not the sex in your movies, I guess.
Absolutely.
Okay, so so the movie is going to have a message. You know what my favorite TV show was, my cartoon? You guys remember Davy and Goliath. Do you remember that?
Hey, Davy.
Davy.
I don't remember that one. I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, that was the best.
Oh my God.
So you're right. I don't recall seeing it.
Yeah.
You never. You have to go on YouTube and.
Well, YouTube or Hulu. Yeah.
Yeah. You two will enjoy it, and it's a cartoon, and it always had the Christianity theme to it. The little cartoon, it always had that. They had this one segment. I'll paraphrase it. I love Davy. Davy, the dog was Goliath, and he talks to Davy. And there's one scene in there where they're in a, it's a cartoon, claymation almost. They're in the Garden of Eden, I guess, Garden of Eden, and they saw this apple. And Davy goes, look at this apple. And then Goliath, with the dog, says, Davy. That's a nice apple. Davy says, yes. That's how he talks.
Yeah, that's right, Davy.
Yeah, nice apple, Davy. Davy goes, I want a piece of this, Goliath, and there's four of us, so let's take a knife and let's cut it four ways. And then there was a girl there in the garden, and she says, no, that's my apple. And then Davy... And then Davy goes, well, we all like this apple. And the girl goes, it's my apple. And then the dog goes, Davy, God will not like this. And then Davy says, God created the garden. God created the apple. God meant for us to share the apple. So, but that's the theme of the cartoon. And they had a lot of, it was done so well.
Okay. Okay, I think
so,
I have you here.
Yeah, I wasn't mocking it, but I listened to it. I liked that cartoon, but I didn't realize it had the religious message in it. But, you know, so I'm saying good work. Mm-hmm. I mean, people could say, okay, this is a religious film and everything. So,
Well, it's a religious film, but we're not religious people. So, you know, we're kind of like very balanced, and our film's going to feel like, just any other movie, like you go to Rock the Expendables, you know what I mean, or, you know, the Matrix, you know, it's like, you know, minus the, you know, sexual content and profanity, it's going to feel like there's any other action film or thriller out there. That's how we want it to be, so that everybody can enjoy it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Let me give you a word association. We usually do this later after the show. Can I give each one of you guys a word of association?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We usually get our guests involved in hot topics and things like that so they can get to know you and they take a personal interest, and therefore it makes your film more accessible to them because they feel they know you. That's why I do it. Okay, word association. I'll give it to – who wants to go first?
Okay, I guess I'll go first.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian?
Yes.
Milkshake.
Oh, okay. So expound a little bit. What are you looking for from us? What
just
think
anything
about
that comes out of the first thing that comes out of
your
mind.
Milkshake.
Yeah, milkshake. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Milkshake.
Okay, I'll give you one. Ready? And this is for the lady. O.J. Simpson.
Oh, my gosh. Murder.
Not a Jew.
Wow. Let me ask you guys, here's a quick question, and I know the answer because I have talked to religious. Let me ask you, people love their pets, and we're going to go back with your film, but people love their pets. Do pets go to heaven? Anybody could jump in right now.
They go to heaven. What do you think they go? Of course they go.
Well, you're going to be surprised at the answer.
It's something in the Bible that say that from what I've read from Genesis to Revelation that ever said anything about an animal soul or an animal period going to heaven or hell once it's deceased, you know what I mean?
Right.
So me personally, I go according to what the scriptures say. If there's nothing in the scripture that give me anything to, you know, to stand on, then I would say no, that an animal exists when it dies, it ceases to exist.
Okay. At least it exists. So dogs and cats do not have a soul.
I mean, I would think, you know, from a point of view, yeah, I would say because, you know, I mean, they're breathing creatures, you know, and part of what having a soul has to do with the breath and the breathing creatures, but you know, man is different. We're spirit and soul, you know, it's different. Whereas animals, they are breathing living creatures, but you know, they don't have souls like men, like or
right.
spirit like us, you know. Yeah.
Right, because Christ breathed into us, gave us His breath.
Right.
And so, which allows us to have that inner soul.
Right.
But He
right.
did not do it to animals. Therefore, they do not have that
right.
inner soul that would propel them into a heavenly place and live on and on and on. And
I want to think that my dog comes to heaven before me. I want to think that heaven is a wonderful place. And it can't be that wonderful without animals. I mean, come on, man. Animals.
Yes, yes, right. Let me jump in there. There are animals in heaven. You know, the Bible.
Oh,
talks
all right.
About, yeah, there are animals in heaven. I mean, one of the scriptures talked about one of the prophets that was taken to heaven, and he saw a chariot of fire and horses of fire. You know, of course, these animals are not like earthly animals, but they are similar to you know, animals in heaven, definitely. Yeah.
All right.
Do you so
you want my opinion?
Yes, please.
Yes, they go to heaven.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. But he has a point. I agree with you, Suzanne, but he does have a point, and I talk to all religious people like this. It does not mention it in the Bible that our pets, now remember our domestic pets way back in the Bible, I don't think they had too many domestic pets. I mean, they had lambs, sheep, camels, whatever. But I don't think that your dog or your cat will go to heaven, and then when you die, you see them there. The Bible does not believe, or people do not believe that. Am I correct?
I don't believe that because only because there's nothing in the Bible to give me anything to go on. You know what I mean? Like, so I have to say no. You know, because if it was so, that it would have been something in the Bible that would say, yeah, and the departed, the cow that departed soul went to be with the heavens, and it came to pass, you saw him in heaven. Something like that. It's nothing here. You know, it's just only thing you hear about is souls of men either going to heaven or hell. That's the only thing. Nothing else. You know, as far as animals.
Do you believe that when people die, that the deceased does come back and may comfort the living as in a vision, or and they generally part, or once they're gone, once they're departed, their soul rises in heaven, they do not come back to earth?
Right. I mean, I believe when the deceased departed, when it's either heaven or hell, that's it. You know, you go to heaven, you're there. You go to hell, you're there. They're not a soul that can't travel back and forth into, you know, from hell to earth or from heaven to earth, and people appear, ghosts that they call them. That's not accurate according to the Bible.
Okay, so ghosts do not exist.
No, demons exist. Demon spirits exist. You know,
I've heard that.
They pose as people sometimes.
Demons
have
the power to exist on earth in some way, shape, or form. I don't see why a good angel can't come here and bless us and look over us. Come on. What's the difference between an angel and a spirit just coming back? My mother, say, for instance, she's an angel to me, but she's not, as we look at, just an angel. We've seen pictures, angels. The Lord makes reference to angels. And, help me.
Okay, first of all, angels are not people, okay? They're heavenly beings that are supernatural and eternal. They're not subject to death or anything like that. We are. So they're not man. So you got to think about it. Besides the angels that the Bible said that sinned against the Lord and that are in hell right now, angels are and do appear and can take a form of men. They can. You can be talking to an angel and don't even know you're talking to an angel. That's true. But men that were born in sin, see, the thing is that man was born in sin and in iniquity. That is what limits us, and that's why we die. You know, other than that, we would have lived forever too. But, you know, man dies, subject to death. Because of sin, his soul either goes to God or to hell. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you receive his plan of salvation, you go to heaven. If you don't, you reject his plan, your soul will go to hell. It's as simple as that. You know, so men don't have that privilege as angels that are holy beings and free and out of this realm. You see what I'm saying? That we live.
Okay.
Do you believe that when we do pass, will we see the people who we loved in our lives? Will they be there waiting for us if they pass before us?
If they died in Christ, then yes, they will be. If you have anybody who dies in Christ, will be there. You'll see them. Like for instance, my brother, he died in Christ. I know he was saved. He repented of his sin.
And don't forget to live the life.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't claim Christ.
Right.
And just because you say, there's a lot of people walking around saying, oh, God, know my heart, God, know my heart. But they're walking around, they drinking, they smoking, they fornicating.
Murdering.
And not married. I mean, and they doing all these things and they proclaiming Christ. But there are things that the Bible say that one just cannot do and be a child of God. You know what I'm saying? So when he say die in Christ literally means one have to walk the walk. Be ye holy, for he is holy.
Right. Now assuming that, as my wife said, you know, which I think, you know, I agree 100% with that if, you know, you're in Christ, then yeah, you do see those people that died in Christ on the other side. They're there. They're living. Like the scripture says, God said, he says, I'm not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. So, you know, yeah, I believe that I'm going to see my brother one day again.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
But you don't see, you don't think you're going to see your pet that you loved when you were a little child.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm, of course not. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you got to think about it. Animals are not men. You know, the value of a, like he said that God knows the sparrows, you know, the number of sparrows. Every sparrow, which is a bird that falls to the ground, the Lord knows about it. And the Lord said, are you not, you know, of more worth than a sparrow? You know, so an animal is an animal. It's God's creation. But they're just made for beauty and glory.
Mm-hmm.
They're not people, you know what I mean? It's like God doesn't have an investment in animals as such as that he's doing souls of men. Jesus Christ didn't come to shed his blood for animals, you know, to save, you know, animals, but to save the soul of men, you know what I mean? That's different. So that's definitely a difference between animal kingdom and man.
Because
hey,
then
Brian.
You went, yes, just call.
Yeah, can I chime in on all this? I just
sure.
Here's the way I look at it. Mr. McCoy, is that correct?
McCoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you believe that God has created every creature, insect, animal, tree, everything that's on this planet was created by God?
Yes, I believe that.
Okay. Now, here's what I believe. Okay? You call me crazy, you call me not. I'm pretty much a facts type person. And the speculation, I'm going to say it again, speculation about what happens after you die will not know until you die. So sit around and spend a lot of time, and I'm not bashing religion. I believe that everybody should believe and be respected in what they believe in. But until that moment comes when you die, you're not going to know. So I don't really like to spend a whole lot of time quoting from Scripture about what's going to happen, whether you're going to see your pet or not. Now, you know, I'm going to tie it together. I strictly believe in reincarnation. I believe that every single thing that's created by God on this planet is of equal value. When Hitler died, the moment that Hitler died, his soul traveled from that body into a deplorable, it could have been an insect or a rat in the subway. I believe that if you're a bad person, that when you die, your soul goes into a bad life and you have to have another stretch. And then after you've served your penance in an animal or another human being, when your soul dies in that, you go back to a body that has a good chance, or an animal that, you know, that has it's that's what I think. Because every time something dies on this planet, something is born. So I believe in karma, and there's an entity and a force. I can't believe in something that there's no proof involved with, the whole Immaculate Conception. I believe in the Immaculate Conception.
There is proof, Cole.
I don't believe in the Immaculate Conception.
I
don't
understand,
believe
but
in that stuff because it's not provable.
But
my
Cole,
question
there is
my
proof.
My question is for everybody out there. Do you wait? I'm almost done.
Okay.
My question is for everybody out there.
I'm not disputing his religion or his beliefs at any way. I'm just telling you, I believe in reincarnation. I believe that souls move, bad souls move into worse, a worse life, and that good souls move into a good life or a better life, from the food chain all the way from a fly to a panther to, you know, a big rock star, whatever it is. But the point is, does anybody else here go around the round table? Does anybody else believe in reincarnation and that everything has life? Because the whole, that's really kind of made me angry, so you're saying the breath of life. Okay, a dolphin, okay, a shark that can breathe underwater, or a polar bear lives on this planet, and he was created by God. So how could you tell me indefinitely, because the scripture says so, that they don't have souls? You're not going to know until you die. When you die, you might go up there, and it's going to be the cast of Sesame Street. I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's everything that's up there. Or you know what? You're going to die. You ain't going to know what's going to happen, because your soul is going to go from your body that's your temple now into another being. And you ain't going to know. That's kind of what I believe. But there's no reason to speculate and say the scripture says this, so this is what's going to happen. And a lot of people, the thing is you're all intelligent. Everybody's intelligent to a certain point. But the people that aren't intelligent are easily brainwashed.
Well, you can't. Okay, wait. Everybody is subject to their belief, but you can't use the word brainwash or intelligent, because that's putting down another person who don't happen to agree with you and your beliefs. But
I stated it wrong. I'm just asking, does anybody here believe in reincarnation? Do animals have souls? Let's forget about how that came out in that song. It didn't come out right.
Okay, then we're going to talk about the New World Order. But, yeah, okay, I'll do the round table. Suzanne, do you believe that animals have souls?
And you believe animals have souls?
I would like to believe that I would like to believe that my dog that just passed, that I love him death, and I saw what happened to him, and I understand this. I would love to believe that he's in heaven and that I will see him another time. That's what I would love to believe. Okay, Suzanne, do you believe it? But that's not reincarnation. That just believes that his soul, that he did have a soul, and that will see him again.
Do you believe animals could have souls, or you hope that they have souls and they're in heaven?
I don't know, but I would like, it helps me to cope, and I think the good pastors will understand that sometimes we want to believe things to help us go on and cope, whether it's obscure, whether that's why we have different cults that taps into your wants or your needs. And I just happen to want to believe that. And I do know, by talking to other people in the religious area, that God did not, they'll say the same thing. God, it's not mentioned in the Bible that animals do have souls. He did not mention that. And a lot of people think once a dog or a cat is dead, they're dead. They're in the ground, they're dirt. And the prophets are the word of God, because God spoke to the prophets. And when you're saying proof, the prophets are proof. I don't know. Maybe what do you think, Mr. and Mrs. McCoy, or Pastor McCoy?
I'll throw in a comment on what he said. Now what we believe, what I believe, my wife believes, is based upon the word of God. And you already touched on it, where as the word of God is proof. You know, it's all the proof we need that we have faith in Christ and what it says. Now, that's if you have faith in Christ and what it's saying. Now, if you don't believe what it's saying, then it doesn't apply to that person who doesn't believe.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's still, in our faith, the truth in what we believe, and that's evidence for us, the word that we find written in the scriptures is all that we need. You know, that's what our faith is based on.
Right.
So,
I respect that.
Yeah.
And then the Holy Spirit, too. You know, it's just like the air that we breathe. We can't see it, but we can see it when the winds blow and he's moving.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And that's true. You know what I'm saying? That there is air and that we breathe, you know? So the Holy Spirit to us,
right,
when we experience the move of God, Holy Spirit,
right,
which is true and real. That's where supernatural things happen, but you have to be one that believes that to be able to experience that.
Right. Yeah. So, like I said, I stand on what I believe as far as what the Bible say, but, you know, and then that's as far as I can go. You know, I can't make people believe what I believe. You know what I mean? I know where to draw the line, you know what I mean?
Sure. Now let's talk about your film. Tell me about New World Order. Tell me about that.
Well, let's start where it came from,
okay.
Huh?
Well, New World Order is about, okay, again, based on the Bible, according to the scripture, it's about the kingdom or the Roman kingdom, actually the old Roman kingdom that's going to come back to exist. And during that time, it's going to be pretty much a tyrant leader who is anti-Christ and pretty much going to rule the world. And, you know, and according to the scriptures, it's going to be a time of tribulation and great, you know, turmoil and famine and things like that on the earth because of sin and all these things that's leading up to the return of Christ. But, you know, some events that take place in 7 years of this new world order that's going to lead to the return of Christ. So that's what the movie is pretty much based on that story. Yeah.
It's based on that story, but in this particular movie, we're focusing on two young ladies' lifestyle.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. So the overall story of the movie, people who are, you know, in Christ and believe the Bible will understand where yeah. we're coming from, what we're trying to say. There just wasn't enough time.
It's
a trilogy, you mm-hmm. know, so that we can explain the entire thing, you know.
Okay.
Focus on two young lady lifestyles mm-hmm. in
okay.
this particular New World Order movie.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. the film is marketed to the general audience. Let's just be clear. It's not just a religious film. And sometimes,
right.
am I correct before I go further?
You're correct.
When people hear, I remember, what's his name? I don't know the actor who did the thing of Christ, you know, who went crazy.
Mel Gibson.
And the reason I bring up Mel Gibson is because the movie was a price, but it was marketed throughout everyone. So when you hear the word religious, don't get turned off by that. It's
right.
the message in a film, and it's
right.
it's a film.
Right.
So
right.
I just want to explain that because I don't want people to get, oh, well, it's a religious film. I mean, it's not about that.
Right.
It's a good movie.
That's all.
And Mr. McCoy, that's a great title. Is that title in any way, does this have anything to do, or do you have any knowledge you can maybe get my edification about what it is, or you and your wife could talk a little bit about what's the New World Order, you know, there's a group of very evil people called, you know, the New World Order. And there's some very big celebrities and politicians. There's a lot of people, a lot of evil people that, I mean, let me ask you one question. Do you think that you could sell your soul to the devil to be big and famous, number one? Number two, does the New World Order, the NWO, have anything to do with your movie, or is that just a title in a different, you know, branch of the New World Order, you know, to take over the world?
Okay, well, I can answer the first question. Yeah, you definitely can sell yourself to the devil. A person can definitely sell a soul to the devil. Satan is a real being. He's a fallen angel. He interacts in the world. He has his own angels and his own army and
right.
service and so forth. So, yeah,
right.
you definitely can do that.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and as far as the title New World Order, you know, okay, you know, I think you're referring to the Illuminati, you know, I mean,
that's what I'm referring to. Is there still connection between your title and that entity?
Well, not necessarily, no, not necessarily. But, you know, because it's all kind of theories about the Illuminati out there, and I don't know, some things I believe could be true. I don't believe everything I hear about the Illuminati, but I mean...
I agree, but I mean, like, for instance, the filmmaker Stanley Kubrick, he was killed because he did the film Eyes Wide Shut. And he had a director's cut, and when he turned it into the producers, he died mysteriously right after it was done. And the edit, and when they cut the film up, you could tell there was other stuff going on that they cut out. So,
right.
I mean, I don't want to get into the whole conspiracy thing or whatever, but the main question I wanted to ask you is if you think that that people sell their souls to become as big as they are, you know, in this life, that they wouldn't have been as big. They might have still been as big anyway, but I just wanted to know.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, yeah, it's called the occult, you know, the cult and the occult.
Yeah.
It's the occult, you know. The occults are underworld underground worshippers of Satan.
Yeah,
right.
And it's a picture in the Bible where the devil had came to Christ and told him, if you bow down and worship me, I will give you all of this. So,
right.
You know, this world, he is the god of this world,
Satan.
You know, Satan. He is the god of this world. All these things he very well could give you. He can give you the sight to see.
I'm sorry, Amy, because and some people, like I said, you got your cults, which are a watered-down version of Satan worship. And then you got the occults, which are straight up, they know what they're doing. They interact. Have supernatural experiences with demons and stuff like that.
Right.
All that stuff is real.
So the human blood, drinking goat's blood and human sacrifice and all that, that's real stuff, right? That's stuff that's going on underground, right?
Well, that's been going on through centuries. And centuries. I mean, sacrifice has been going on to the medieval ages.
Let's go back to your film.
So the film, everybody, I want you to know that the film is marketed to the general audience. It's not just marketed within a little section of a category of religious films. Let's not put it in that section. It sounds like a great film. Do you have a trailer out right now on YouTube or anywhere?
Yeah, we do have a trailer. And you can go to the trailer can be found at our website. The website is www.dnafilmworks.com. And that's where you can find the trailer. It'll show you when you get to that site. You'll look for it where it says trailer, and then you'll click that, and it'll come up. And it's also on YouTube. I think too out there.
How long did it take you to make the film?
Say it again. How long did it take to make the film?
From scratch, from idea to from embryo to birth. How long did it take to do this?
It took us about probably a year or so.
Really?
Because
it's impressive.
Yeah,
what's the running time?
Yeah,
about 90 minutes, 100 minutes.
The running time is going to be 1 hour and 25 minutes.
How did you go about doing putting the music together? Did you have someone did you do the music post, or did you have someone in mind for the music before you?
I did the music, and I scored the film,
That's pretty good. He's also
a gospel music producer as well. He has
a couple
albums that's out there, and quite a few of his songs is being played on, like, 3 airlines at this time.
Oh, that is great. Let me ask you a question on how you feel about this. You know the situation in the Middle East. You know what happened about the gentleman who made this movie that is so-called blasphemous to about Muhammad. You know he's been persecuted. I think the gentleman is Jewish. I think he is Jewish.
No, he's Egyptian.
Is he Egyptian? I thought he was Jewish.
Yes, he is. No, he's Egyptian.
He's Egyptian, okay. What do you feel about that? And here's the question I'm asking. Do you think, even if it's blasphemous to some religious, or it's blasphemous to Christ, or it's blasphemous to Muhammad, Buddha, whoever, does a filmmaker have a right to make the film?
Well, the filmmaker has a right to make the film, but all things are lawful when everything's expedient. So it may be lawful to make a film like that, but it might not be expedient, So it depends on what the purpose is and what you're trying to do with the film and the reason your motivation behind it. I don't think it's wise to stir up people against you, especially who believe such the way that they do, to the point where they'll kill you, for what they believe.
Common sense versus creative filmmaking. You would fight on the common sense all the time.
I believe in Jesus Christ, but I believe that he's the only way in. But I'm not going to make a film that outright, attacks other people's religion, especially Arab's religion. I mean, that would be bringing trouble to my doorstep, and that would be on me. That's kind of like just foolish thing to do,
Agree.
Let them believe what they want to believe. I believe what I believe. They believe what they believe. Anybody has the right to believe what they believe. I'm not into bashing other people for what they believe. I just stand up for what I believe. I disagree with what they believe because it don't corroborate what I believe. But I'm not going to go out on a mission like to prove them wrong, you know.
That's very commended. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask Pastor Miss McCoy. I'm sorry, I don't want to call you Antoinette because I don't know you that well, and I was raised in the South, so I will try to say Pastor Mrs. McCoy. Let me ask you a question. First of all, how hard was it to stick with message when you actually put words to paper and making a film? Did you find yourself, to make it more entertaining, that you go off message a little bit?
Actually, no. It was like effortless. This was our first screenplay that we ever wrote. We didn't know anything about writing a screenplay or doing a movie. Again, we was just led by the Spirit of God, you know, to start writing this movie that my husband been talking about for over 10 years. He'd been talking about this movie. And so we just sat down and we just actually had the story. You know, he had the vision and what the story was going to be all about. And we just began to write it down in how we thought the story should go. And my husband then began to research online how to write a proper screenplay. And he did. We had storyboards then created after that. And there the storyboard guy was able to share a little bit with us concerning how the screenplay is supposed to be written out. And as we just went on, we were getting advice from the different people in the industry what we should do, what we should tweak. But it was just because we had the story from the beginning to the end, it wasn't a problem at all. And everyone that we hired to do the movie, they loved it. All the actors, to them, it didn't feel like your typical Christian film or movie. It was actually a movie that they really enjoy working on, as well as very excited to go see it.
Mm-hmm. Great. That sounds like great.
Yeah.
So the film is about two ladies. And
uh-huh.
I haven't seen the trailer. Two ladies, one has to be good, one has to be bad, or one has to be undecided, one has to be in a kind of on the fence of right
mm-hmm.
or wrong. Help me out. Okay.
Yeah,
and,
but there's a little twist in there, though. There's a little twist in there at the end, so I can't really give
uh-oh.
It away. But it's definitely about two young ladies who are forced to make a decision to either take the mark of the beast or die for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
But you're on point, though. But mine is the twist. We got a little twist in there.
Yeah.
I like that twist.
Yeah.
I like that twist.
But the movie also has action in it, too. We got fighting.
Oh, yeah. We have fighting
scenes
in there.
We got some really stuff in it. It's
yeah.
good. It's
and it was perfect. Amazing to us because we never knew how to write a script, but we actually had all the key points. When our DP guy looked it over, and he read over the script. Of course, it was just a few tweaks we needed to do, but we actually was hitting every, what do you call it, hon? Every beat that we were supposed to hit at a
mm-hmm.
certain time in the movie, there's a certain beat that you're supposed to hit to move the movie forward, you know? And
mm-hmm.
we was actually hitting all those beats, and we didn't know it.
Well, actually, to add on to that, you know, every ship got to have, you know, opening, you got to have an act three, like
mm-hmm.
pretty much act one, act two, act three. You know, you gotta have conflict. You gotta have a situation for your characters, something to get
sure.
The
antagonist.
Yeah, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's what makes a good script when you got each character. You have a conflict, something to overcome, especially your main character. How it all come together. It's not that easy, but we have that. We believe we have that gift from God. You know. As, you know, writers, and, you know, so it's kind of like, if you got the gift, it's not going to be hard for you to adapt, to learn how to write.
Right.
You know, because everything is in present tense, you know, so it's a certain way you got to write. And because we make our own films and we do our own budget and everything, it's not like we really have to worry about, you know, we're not shopping our stuff to other producers and things like that, but they're looking at all kinds of things. Even though we do make ours professional, but still, you know
that's
what I mean?
True.
you know, we're the producers and the directors, so it's like, you know, we just do.
I like to, when I talk to filmmakers, that's just yourselves, I usually put in a little segment called Dollars and Common Sense. So, and what that does, it's a message to other filmmakers who are listening to this show, because every day there's a filmmaker, there's somebody right now listening to you saying that's a great idea. Let's do this. Let me ask you a question. If it's not too personal, how are you getting your funding to do your project?
Well, we are pastors, and we have just a handful of members in our church, and we pull together. They have sown so much into it, and we take our pay as being pastors. We take our pay, and we invested it all into the movie. We how we balanced the books were, thank God that we had an understanding realtor at Remax where she allowed us to take our rent money. And pay the crew people every time that we shot. So what I did was I scheduled our shoots like every 2 weeks, 2 weeks apart. So we may shoot this one weekend, and then 2 weeks later we'll shoot another weekend, and then 2 weeks later we'll shoot another one, you know. And then when we did the first part of the movie, we did it every month. We shot one time a month, which allowed me to pay everyone with our pay that came in, and then the next pay our bills and utilities and all of that. And so then next month I'm able to pay the rent and everything again, and then the next pay everyone that's working on a set. So I was able to really balance out the books that way. And that way everyone was able to get paid on the day that they worked.
You're very smart. You're very smart. Let me ask you another question. Now, is this out of labor, out of love? Or do you expect that this film could turn in a profit to get all your investors back some of their money?
Oh, yeah, we definitely are doing this for profit. You know what I mean?
Okay, good.
You know,
I like you, Pastor McCoy. I'm going to where you are. Hey, we're doing it for profit. Get the heck out of here. I may be a pastor, but we got to pay some bills here.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. Okay, we're going to do a round table. We have, as you see in our round table here, we have a lot of people with different personalities. They do not hold back. I will say this, brace yourself, because here we go. Vinny.
Well, I guess he told the truth about it. I mean, you know, we do everything
Vinny, remember this movie? You heard, I love the McCoys. I do. And I don't want to be biased, but I do like them. And the reason there's a lot of people I don't like. I like you guys. But
you
heard a little bit about them. You heard a little bit about their personality. They're good people. Now, would you spend $14.95 to see the New World Order? Be truthful.
Yeah, after speaking to them about it, I definitely would. If not I might go in there. Yeah, I might. I would consider going to see it. But hearing them and hearing, how hard they worked to accomplish.
Exactly.
I would definitely go in.
Vinny, you're a good guy.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
That's encouraging.
Now, believe it or not, Vinny's the soft one. We're going into the bowels. Cole.
Okay.
Bowel movement. I'm going to go last because I have a couple questions for the McCoys.
Okay.
But I just want to say before I go last, I've never read the Bible from front to back, and I'm going to read it. Because I've read excerpts and stuff, and I hope that didn't come out the wrong way. I wasn't saying that, that back, you know.
You just gave them the biggest compliment they can ever have. You got one guy here who has a GPS with a highway to hell, and you just got him to read the Bible. You might have just saved Cole.
Wow. I'm not calling it a highway. First of all, I just don't want to say I believe in Jesus Christ as God, number one, because I really haven't read the scripture. Number two, but God is in all of our hearts, and it's an entity or force that may not be definable by scripture or by a guy who was nailed to a cross. I mean, I'm a proof.
I'm a proof in the pudding.
I understand, but Cole, but just one question. If you haven't read it, how can you make a judgment on it? It's just something to think about. It's something to think about.
Yeah. Well, that's why I just told the McCoys that I'm going to read it because that's kind of ignorant.
What do you think of that, Mrs. Pastor and Mr. McCoy, Pastor McCoy?
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, that
makes it
wow.
Yeah, absolutely. That made our day. You know.
Wow. Okay, let's go to the lady who I call.
Let me go last with a couple questions.
Okay.
And I'll bring up the
let me go with the lady who is the first lady of finance, of wisdom, professor, degreed. Very knowledgeable, very worldly. Her husband travels to France just to go to an opera.
Wow!
Suzanne.
So do I.
Suzanne, and she's going there too. Suzanne, what do you think? Here we go. 1495, you heard the McCoy story. You heard how much they believe in this film. And you heard about the film. Would you spend $14.95? Be honest. They want to hear honesty now. Would you go see it?
No.
Okay.
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Okay. I am an extremely spiritual woman. I was raised Catholic. I do believe in Jesus Christ, but I do not believe that he is your only way to heaven, because if I believe that, then I have to condemn other religions that do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior, and my heart will not allow me to condemn very good spiritual people like Buddhist, Hindu, Jewish, Muslims, whomever. And I cannot with good conscience condemn anyone that does not believe that one piece of it. Now, as far as the other piece, which has nothing to do with whether I would see the movie or not, we were talking about reincarnation. Let me give you the scientific view of that. In a lot of ways, I believe in reincarnation because how else could you explain child prodigy? A child that can get up at 2 years old and can start composing symphonies and operas and great things or prodigies in other areas. That can be either reincarnation or it is inherited DNA that is brought from somewhere in their generation that somebody had that talent. So from that standpoint, I would have to know more about the movie as if, are you going to condemn other religions that do not believe that that is the only way to heaven?
Before they answer
because
that, Suzanne, let me ask you. I understand,
yeah,
I respect it, but before they answer that, because I am going to let the pastors answer that, I like to ask you a question.
Yes.
Would you be open-minded enough to look at their trailer to see if you would look at the movie and pay money to see it?
Yes.
Okay.
Completely
now,
open-minded enough, yes.
There you go. That, to me, that's a pretty good sign. And Pastors McCoys, would you like to respond?
Yeah. Well, I just want to let her know that our film does not condemn other religions. We don't condemn other beliefs, you know. We just stand on faith in what we believe, you know, and we promote what
and
we believe.
And that's fine. I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, but we don't condemn.
Not at all.
The beliefs of others, you know.
No.
We don't, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, like I said earlier, my faith is based upon what the scriptures say, and
right.
I stand on that, and that's just that. So mm-hmm. I have faith in what it says. I believe it, you know. So for me, it's all I need, and the only it's just my source of information and wisdom and knowledge and all that kind of stuff. As far as faith is concerned, in Christ, you know, and that's not accepted by everybody. So, like, once, you know, a person, if I come across a person who don't believe it, then I know to just leave it there, you know. If they believe what they believe, then that's what they believe.
And I was raised Catholic, and I believe that also. But on the other hand, I'm not going to condemn a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Muslim or a Jewish person who is highly spiritual and say to them, you're condemned to hell because you just don't happen to believe that Jesus is the Savior.
Yeah, like I said, we don't condemn. You know, we just simply preach, but we do preach the truth in what we believe.
Right.
According to our faith, Jesus Christ is the only way. And that's what we preach, but we don't condemn. It's a difference between believing
yeah, that,
in something.
Yeah,
and
so I would be very
well,
open
you know,
to see the movie
question,
as long
Suzanne,
as it wasn't
and Suzanne,
condemning.
I want to bring that back. I want to bring that back on you. That's a very interesting question, and I want to bring that. Are you actually, they believe Jesus Christ is a Savior. I understand what you're saying. There are so many other prophets and so many other religions that believe Jesus Christ, and it's not the Savior. I understand that. But is that enough to not to view the man's film? Just because what he, or and the lady, I'm sorry, Pastor, Mrs.
That's okay.
And the lady's film, because of their beliefs. Because
no, as
I don't
long
know,
as
and let me ask them, and that's
it,
a good question.
It
let me
wasn't,
ask them.
It wasn't so strongly stated that it is my way or the highway. As
right.
long as it is a spiritual movie that is intellectually balanced,
right.
I would be complete support of it.
Wow.
And that's exactly
what I want to make it clear. Pastor McCoys, I'd like to ask you some straightforward questions so we'll clear some things up. Is your movie, is the message... Now, I'm going to use some strong language here because my audience
yes,
expects me to. Pound us, saying just this movie, Jesus Christ is the only one. Jesus Christ is the only one. This is what this movie is about, and it's all about what Jesus Christ is, and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior or you're going to hell. Is this what the movie is about?
No. No, it does, it's not. It doesn't pound that.
No.
It's only one time that Jesus Christ, the actual name of Jesus Christ actually mentioned
mm-hmm.
in the movie. I remember it's, I think, when we have a scene.
And
where,
it's on the trailer. You can see that on the trailer.
Yeah, where God's preaching, and he's just preaching about Jesus Christ.
And that's the only time you hear Jesus Christ's name.
Yeah, so this movie is just basically focuses more on the...
Two individuals.
And I'm not being down, and I hope you're respecting my intellectual viewpoint.
You asked a great question because that's the bear that I was trying to hit the whole show while we're on here. I was trying to pound this into everybody. This is not a movie that is going to pound you into Jesus Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ will do this and this. This is a movie for entertainment, and it has and it is for two individuals who are making a choice. And this is what the movie's about. It's not about a message for you to all of a sudden go to Christ or go to church.
I think if anybody finds a spiritual path that leads them to goodness, I'm going to applaud that.
There you go. You got her.
Yes.
That's a yes.
Yes.
That's exactly what I look for.
Wow, that took a while for us to do that. Yeah. Wow.
That's our movie because in producing the movie, we had several extras and people who came to participate in the movie came back and would send the emails and tell us, hey, you know, you inspired me to look over my life and just to change some things, you know? So
that's
right.
It's all about morality. It's all about spirituality and morality. And if you are those two things in a good way, you're number one with me.
There you go. We got her. Right. We got her, McCoys. She's a hard nut to crack. We have another person, and this is my good friend, Wayne D.C. This is my good friend, Wayne D.C. Oh, Come Get It Records. He's a VIP. Wayne, welcome to – I think this is you, Wayne. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Jesus is our Savior.
There you go. All right, McCoys, there you go.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
Wayne.
How y'all doing? I hope you guys are having a great morning. It's always be blessed to be on the Brian Hammer Jackson show.
Thank you, sir.
Say hello to everybody, all the staff. Big shouts out and love to Miss Kansas Kelly. How you doing? You know, everybody, hello. I hope everybody's having a great day. I'm here listening in. I caught some of the topic. I believe they were saying that Jesus is in the hip-hop movement. And, no. I did catch
according to Bob Marley, he is.
Hey. Hey, I shot the sheriff, too.
Hey, Jesus was the first to do the jailhouse rock. What was that?
He was the first one to rap. You got to read the parables.
He was.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
read the parables.
And he was the first one to own his own wine shop.
And recording studio.
I mean, all right, now
he
we're going.
The first
no, here's where the pastor goes. You know what? Just
he
get out
of
hammer. Go ahead.
He was the first one that had a hammer.
I know. Hey, he was a carpenter. He was. Jesus was a carpenter.
He was. Jesus was a jot, J-O-T. He was jack of all trades, master of all.
He was.
Master of all.
You got it.
Okay,
master
so Wayne,
all,
would
yeah.
you buy, we're going to round table because we're almost late here. Wayne, mm-hmm. wow, you got a lot. The pastors, they love you because they're lighting up the phones. Wayne, would you pay $14.95 to see these people's film?
You know what? I might. Now, if $14.95, is that a DVD? Does that also include...
No, that's just to get you in the theater. You got to buy your own popcorn.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope that comes with holy water.
And that's
$14.95. That's a lot.
I'm sorry, Pastor. You're with the round table here.
That's $14.95. I mean, that's a lot, you know. I mean, I could pick them up for free, you know. But to get... You know, I just want to let y'all know I'm in a comedian mood right now, so excuse me. But
that's good. I like that.
Yeah, you know what? I'd pay any top dollar to go see something about Jesus.
Yeah. It sounds like, again, the film is about two individuals, and we're getting to know the pastors. The reason we're talking religion is because I do believe when I interview someone, the more people get to know who you are, the people you are,
mm-hmm.
it will engage them in your story.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
The film is not so much religion. It's a good film about two individuals
mm-hmm.
who are making a decision. Would you consider it a drama, Pastor McCoy, or a thriller, or an action movie?
You know, I would say action thriller.
Wow,
action.
I'm there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it has a pace to it. It's like once you get into it, it just keeps going and going, and you know, and it keeps you on your edge of the seat. The thrill is there,
mm-hmm.
and it's action.
Can I ask you a question?
I was expecting One Step Above Little House on the Prairie.
No,
you gotta see the trailer.
Gotta
go on YouTube and see that trailer.
Suzanne, you just flashed me to Highway to Heaven. Remember that one?
Or Touched by an Angel.
There you go.
Yeah.
And
as
you
long
know
as
it
wasn't
about
Sandusky, we okay.
We have one more friend who's online, Mike Deladonna. He wants to get into this. Mike Deladonna, welcome to the Brian and Hammer Show. You're on live with the pastors, Annette McCoy and Mr. Pastor McCoy. How you doing, Mr. Deladonna?
I'm doing well. How's everybody?
Great. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back, Mike.
Great.
Hey, Mike.
Do you have a question?
Nice to have you.
Do you have a question?
No, I was just listening. I was just listening to the show and figured I'd give a call and say hey.
Hey, I'm glad you did. Thank you for your support.
Haven't heard from you for a while. Nice to hear from you again.
And
Good
Mike
to be
is
back.
I
was back last week.
Well, it was, yeah, we tried to get her, and we had something with the phone, and Mike was holding, and he was a busy guy, and we tried to get him. It was just a mess. But, Mike, I'm glad you're here today. Mike, while you're here, he has internet radio too. Michael, how many viewers or listeners do you have, and what's the name of your internet radio show?
Oh, Sunset Island Music Radio, and we got about 1.7 million.
There you go.
And as you know, in January we'll be launching the Sunset Island Music Country Radio Show.
There you go. You can spread the message. Now, so far, everybody, we have four people who are really going to go see the movie. We have two people who are interested in seeing the trailer. And we have Suzanne, who may boycott your movie, but might go sneak in and see it.
I never boycott. I believe in free artistic freedom.
I know. I'm only kidding. And we have
boycott.
I know. I'm just joking, Suzanne.
Yeah.
And I love
I
your
know.
Question, by the way, too. We have Melissa. Melissa, welcome to the show, Brian Hammers Jackson Show, and you're Melissa.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Melissa, our Melissa, the journalist.
Hi,
Melissa. Hi, Melissa. Have you heard the show?
No, I'm just calling in. I was actually putting up my Christmas tree.
oh, okay.
And I wanted to make sure that I called in and wish you happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank
you,
Melissa. I really appreciate it. And
happy
birthday. Yep, thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate it.
Should we get a round of applause? Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I could barely hear you.
Nobody sang happy birthday yet?
Yeah, they said happy birthday. They sung to me on Benny and Suzanne and Diane and Jeff. They sung to me happy birthday.
So was his next birthday.
Yeah, and my surprise present for Brian is I'm going to send him a package of Depends.
I love it. Wait a minute, I'm not that old. Wait a minute, there goes my stock. I wrote Suzanne, I said, look, I got a 23-year-old body, but my mind is still like an infant. That's how good I am. It's like I'm still old enough to deny I know better. I'm young. Excuse me, pastors. These guys. Okay, well, can you guys give me your links and to link to the to your movie and your Facebook, and so people can get involved in your movie and get updates on when it's coming out. They can support it. They can do anything they can, because I, for one, support the movie New World Order. Please, sir.
Thank you.
If you can give us your information.
Well, our Facebook link page is new-world-order. Of course, it's www.facebook.com, new-world-order. We can also be reached on YouTube, New World Order Movie, all one word, though, on YouTube, because there's so many New World Orders. So you type it all one word, New World Order Movie, and it will come up. Also, our website is DNA, like your DNA, filmwork.com. That is our production company website there.
And please support them. And again, hold your judgment. If you are judgmental, please view the trailer first. Because, again, the reason we're talking so much religion is because we want you to get to know the producers and the directors behind the film. It doesn't necessarily mean that's what the film is about. It's about
And I applaud them for coming on and discussing such a difficult subject.
Oh, yeah, it is hard. And they said it's an action thriller.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's amazing.
I want to see the trailer.
Yeah, if you're into action films and thrillers, you got to see how they made it, how this is. You got to be curious. I am. And we got Coco in the church. That's how powerful the message is. All right, Cole, we got about 5 minutes. I saved you for last. Go ahead, my friend.
Can you hear me?
No.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, so I got cut off. I had to call back in. I didn't know if I
was
on.
Yes, I can hear you, Cole. Go ahead.
Okay,
would you pay $14.95 to see the movie?
Okay, real quick. I've seen over 8,500 films and then repeats. I've seen over 12,000 films. If I have a lot of money, I'll see, I don't watch $100 million budget films. I just don't watch them. Don't even watch them on Netflix, just to see maybe how bad they are. But I have to see the trailer, and the thing is, the trailers are sometimes are deceptive, but not in this case.
Yep.
So I'd have to see the trailer because I'm kind of broke. I definitely want to see it. I think you guys are great people, and I actually found my Holy Bible with like an inch of dust on it in the corner. So I'm going to start on that and bang that out over the next couple of weeks.
Did it burn your hands, Cole? When you picked it up, did it burn your hands?
No, actually,
your mother so socks that smell.
Okay. Give him a little Christopher Walken. Give him a little Christopher Walken before they go.
Hey, listen, it's funny you bring that up because I got Chris Walken, Jack Nicholson, Tony Montana, and Rocky Balboa, and they all each want to say happy birthday to you real quick. All right, and then
I would love it.
All right, who do you want to talk to first?
Let me talk to Tony Montana because he's my favorite.
Happy birthday to you. Hey, Brian, it's crazy. I mean, listen, I know you're a little crazy, little fuckface out there. I got some good shit. We're going to meet at the Mondrian Hotel. Okay, I love you. And let me just tell you something, Brian. This guy, Cole, Miles, whatever the fuck his name is, he's going to the top.
You're killing me.
I tell you
me.
What, we
got
to head out to Miami. I do a real birthday. I'm sorry, I didn't know. Miles flaked out. I couldn't get the jet. I'm in New York. We're in New York. We couldn't make it out to L.A. So, you know, next year you come to Miami, you be my guest in my house, and we do things right. How's that sound? Happy birthday.
Sounds great. Thank you, Mr. Montana.
Who's next?
Christopher.
Hey, Brian, Chris, I know it's been a while. Me and Cole, Miles, you know, we've been doing some golf and shooting some crazy gangster shit out in Long Island, and it's just crazy. And, wow, what a show. I mean, Religious Enlightenment, you covered everything, and I love you to death. I can't wait to meet you. You sound like a sexy man. And
oh, no.
Vinny, you know, we worked on that film about 12 years ago, and you stole my French curler that I had sitting by the craft table. I didn't enjoy that, and I'm looking for you. I know you're in South Jersey somewhere buying guns in Newark, but I'm going to find you, and when I find you, it's not going to be pretty. But anyway, Brian, happy birthday. See you in Miami.
But it's
going to
feel so
and
good.
I love you all. And Susan, when we get this thing international, and it's going to the roof. I love you, Brian. Oh, and by the way, I got to send a message out. You know, Bob, you know, Bobby Wagner, come clean, okay? Because before, I didn't care. But now I'm on the hook. You got me on the hook. People are pointing the finger at me. I was in the bathroom downstairs doing coke. The captain of the boat was quoted in the National Enquirer as saying, you said to me when I was sitting on the couch before I went into the boat to escape from you, what, you want to fuck my wife? And the immediate voiceover in my present, I fucked your wife 2 hours ago in the hotel on the beach.
Thank you, Mr. Walken. Thank you.
I'm in the bathroom, and I hear a thump on the side of the boat. Come out, Bobby's panicking. They're trying to call the Coast Guard. The next thing you know, I don't know. Now, who knows? Only God knows. Natalie, God, Bob, and me know. Bob, come clean. I'm clean. I'll see you next year. Brian,
thank
who
you.
Do you want to talk to? I got Rocky Balboa.
Rocky. Let me say hello to Stallone, the Italian Stallion.
Hey, it's me, Rocky Balboa. Hey, Brian, it's a real pleasure to meet you. And, it's kind of hard to go, like, from Christopher Walken down to Rocky Balboa. But I'm trying to make, like, a shift, you know, like, some people say I got, like, what you call,
I think Stallone is being possessed by Walken. That's what I'm getting.
I think you're right, because, you know, like, when I slow
Carl,
down, like...
I love you to death. You are
anyway,
amazing. I love you to
Jack,
death.
I got Jack to round it off here.
Yes,
so
do that,
and
we got to get back to the pastors because they're praying for your soul right now.
Jack, Jack just wants to say real quick. I didn't mean to go along with that walking bit. All right, Jack. Hey, Brian, I just want to say that I hope you have a fantastic evening. And
thank you, Jack.
It's too bad that we're not out there because we could get a couple hookers and skin beyond the mind. We'll take the next year back to the pastors. And,
you are
I love
killing
you.
Jack, yeah, thank you. Jack. How come all my friends are like, thank you, Jack. I really appreciate Mr. Nicholson.
That's tough. This is the first time I did four all in a row trying to switch back and forth. It's a little sloppy. But anyway, all due respect, sorry about the language and all that.
No, it's
know,
okay.
This,
and you would have to do all four in a row with the pastors, but I appreciate
gonna
it.
I'm going to watch the trailer. I'm going to watch the movie. I love you guys. And we'll be friends on Facebook until you have to block me for some reason.
No, you're fine. Ladies and gentlemen, Cole Blackwell, thank you so much, sir. Cole, I love you to death. Thank you for that birthday.
Love you, Cole.
That's pretty funny.
And Brian, you most definitely have a beautiful 18th birthday.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Happy birthday to the Hammer.
So
definitely.
Much.
Hammers in the house. Blow all them 18 candles. Times five. You know, we okay, though. You know?
Well,
get your
thank
nails
you so
out.
Much, my friend. Thank you all. We have to have a couple more guests in here. I think the first pastor, and we can say hello. Hello, Shelly. Welcome to the show. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, just calling to say happy birthday.
Hi, Shelly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you very much.
No problem.
And how are you doing? Because I know you're working with your project right now.
I'm good. I've been very busy, yes. Extremely busy.
I know. We'll be promoting that song, Would You Mind, pretty soon. I love it. Shelly, thank you so much.
No problem. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
646, we're coming to you. You're on live with Brian Hammer Jackson.
Hello.
Is that you, Vinny, 646?
Hey, that's me, 646.
All right, Vinny, I'm sorry. It's been such a long time. Vinny, we're going to end it right now. You have anything to say to our guests? And the pastors?
Well, I'm going to connect with you on Facebook, and I'm looking forward to seeing this. And fortunately, I'll be able to see the trailer. But I will see it one way or the other.
Vinny, can you do me a favor? I'd like
Thank
you to see the
you.
Trailer. I'd like you to see the trailer and give it a review, okay, on Facebook. And if it's a good one, I'll spread it around. If it's a bad one, I'll pretend to ignore you.
Okay, really good.
I love you, Vinny. I love you, Vinny. Jeff has a question. Jeff, yes, if you'd like to open up your mic.
Yeah, it's open, bro. I heard, did the pastor say they were in Avondale, Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
Can I please get your address so when I go to the next NASCAR race, I can stop by your church? Please.
Wow.
Oh, sure. Oh, wow. Awesome. Yes, our address is 919 North Dysart Road.
And that's Avondale, Arizona?
Yes, Avondale, Suite W.
The street again.
The street again?
Suite, like the office suite, a Suite W.
The street, 919. I got 919 and North.
Dysart Road.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Yes. D-Y-S-T-S-A-R-T. Sorry. D-Y-S-A-R-T. Dysart Road.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much. I will be there in the, I think it's the second or third race or NASCAR come end of February, beginning of March.
Oh, okay. That would be great. That would be great.
You got two people, and Jeff is pretty good because Jeff put a restraining order on all churches, and he's going to go to yours.
Oh, wow.
I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the good pastors. And I'm going to do this politely. I want to thank the pastors, Annette McCoy and Mr. Pastor McCoy. Mr. McCoy, what's your first name? I didn't get it.
Dwayne.
I want to thank Dwayne McCoy one more time, you guys. We got 60 seconds. Give us the links again to your movie, trailer, and your Facebook.
Okay, YouTube. YouTube is New World Order Movie, all one word. Our website is dnafilmworks.com. Facebook is facebook.com/new-world-order.
And please visit, before you make any judgment, I think it's going to be a great film. It's a thriller, you guys. It's a thriller. Visit the trailer. I want to thank my good friends, Wayne DCEO, Cole Blackwell, Annette McCoy. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're the guest. Yeah, you're a good friend, too. Suzanne. and Mr. McCoy, too. And Vinny. And Jeff. And Diane. And Kelly. And all you people are wishing me a great birthday. I love you all. And don't forget, this is a giving time. We do have a family that house burned down. And we are trying to help them get back on their. So please look at the trailer and find it in your heart. If you like me, just give them a dollar to help their lives. They got two little kids. So be on the show tomorrow. We got a big surprise for them. Love you guys. We had a great show. Peace out, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you. I love you guys all. Thank you so much. And thank you, Vinny and Wayne and everybody. Thank you. I'd like to play my songs, but I can't find them. But you guys, I love you.
Okay.
And have you been
blind? Bye,
bye,
you too, boss.
Thank you.
Take
bye,
care,
bye, guys.
Everybody out there. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Wayne, DCO. Come get a record. Have a great day. See you guys tomorrow. I'll be here all day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.